Whereabouts in the museum was the bindery?
It was in a courtyard near the north end of the museum, between the main building and the Edward VII Gallery. Quite a big building, built about 1885, and there were about 80 of us in the staff.
What were the other people in the bindery like?
Many had come from the fine binderies in the West End, but there were others from the Bible trade. I remember one from the Bible trade, old-fashioned chap. He still had a wing collar. I spent the first few weeks making end papers, that is, pasting a buff-coloured paper onto white paper.
So who showed you what to do?
There was a ratio of about one apprentice to four or five journeymen. And one worked next to a particular journeyman who taught you what to do. Yes, we had to stand all day, and that was hard work when I first went there. We were allowed to sit down for 7 minutes at 4 o'clock to have tea. Not in the morning, had to stand up to have it.
Why 7 minutes?
Well, I think it had been 5 minutes, and then two more minutes were negotiated. And then the deputy foreman would bang with a stick on his press to indicate that we should stand up and get on with our work again.
In the bindery, how were jobs distributed?
One took the binder book from having been sewn by the women upstairs until the covering. So one constructed the binding, covered it with leather, and then the book would go upstairs and be lettered with gold lines and so on by the finishers, as they were known. Then the assistant finishers would side and paste down, glue the cloth on the sides and paste down the end papers. So, had, as I said, the whole of the ground floor was the forwarding. Upstairs, on one side of the similar room of similar size, there was a whole long row of paper menders, about 11 of them. They did the preparation of the book up to the sewing stage. The paper may have needed to be resized and mended. The folds of the sections might need to be joined before the book was sewn. And then beyond the wall were the women sitting at long tables sewing the books.
What sort of books were they?
Well, the whole range, antiquarian books, early books from the 16th century or earlier, up to modern books, and their value and importance determined what kind of binding they had. There were buckram bindings, there were a stage up, grade two, half leather, cloth sides, and then the finest books were sewn on raised cords, and they have half leather of a better kind.